This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Final hour of power coming up here on a Thursday edition of the Burgundy and Gold today. Linnell Willingham, Anthony Haney taking you up to 7 o'clock. Got more NBA basketball on tap later tonight as Tuesday night was opening night in the association. We got a double overtime game between the Oklahoma City Thunder and the Houston Rockets, a potential, emphasis on potential, Western Conference Finals preview. That was the highlight of opening night. Luka Doncic with a near triple-double in his season-opening performance for the Lakers. But last night was really when you got the full menu of NBA games. There were 12 or 13 games on tap last night, all of them super-duper entertaining, including the season opener for your Washington Wizards. They were down in Milwaukee taking on Giannis and the Bucks, and it was really anybody that got the chance to watch last night. It was, to me, a tale of two halves. Milwaukee led by as many as 22 points. And if you watch that first half, Washington was never really in the basketball game. What they were able to do in the second half, though, I thought was super-duper impressive. I don't know, and I tweeted this out on Twitter last night while watching the game in real time. I don't know who Brian Keefe cussed out. I don't know what veterans spoke up in the locker room, but the effort that you saw from the Wizards on the defensive end of the floor in half one compared to half two was night and day. And there's positives to take away from that, right? The fact that we saw that they are capable of doing it. They gave up 40 points in the opening quarter of this basketball game. They gave up 18 threes to Milwaukee. I think 11 of those came in the first half. So clearly there was some marginal improvement in the second half. But we all know that this team, talking about the Wizards, is not expected to win many games this year. I think Bleacher Report picked them to have the worst record in the NBA, and they projected that they were going to win 17 to 18 games this year. That is all fine and dandy. That could be a thing, right? You can lose 70 games during a season. You can lose 65 games during a season. What is totally unacceptable to me, what is a total non-negotiable for me, is a young team, the youngest team in the NBA, having their effort fluctuate. What last night was supposed to be about, this is the opening game of the season. I don't give a damn if you were playing the Harlem Globetrotters. I don't care that it was the Bucks. The opponent should not dictate your attitude and effort on both ends of the floor, night in and night out. And the effort that the Wizards gave defensively in that first half was downright embarrassing. Getting lost in transition, guys aren't closing out on shooters with a purpose. It felt like a team that was more interested in looking cool than getting stops. I'm going to tell you how T.I. is. That is what the Wizards felt like last night. They felt like, during the first half at least, because I will get to the positive coming up here momentarily, But the Wizards last night in that first half looked like a group that was more interested in getting cool points than playing ball. And I think it started midway in that second quarter where I thought they were a little bit better. And then they actually won the third quarter, outscoring Milwaukee 37-29. But I just, guys getting lost in transition defensively, it's a lack of communication. It's not talking. And it's something to me where I point at the head man on the bench. This is game number one, Brian Keefe. If you couldn't get your guys revved up for the season opener, if you couldn't instill that confidence, that belief in them, right, in the season opener, then when are you going to be able to do it? This is the night, last night, where everyone's got the most optimism across the association. In the opening game of the season, everyone feels like they've got a shot. And last night, watching the Wizards, they looked like a group that didn't give a damn. In the first half, at least. And I'm talking everybody that played had a lapse of some sort. Even Keyshawn George, who everyone is drooling over at the moment because he looks like the best young Wizard. He also had his moments last night where it's like, damn, I got to be better. But that's okay. This is a young basketball team. Effort is going to fluctuate. But I didn't expect to see this on opening night. I expect to see the effort fluctuate when it's the middle of November and the losing streak has happened and guys are already starting to say, damn, we're not going to be good, huh? That's when it's acceptable, if it ever is acceptable. And the way that I get down is never acceptable. And I told you what I would have did. BK doesn't do enough of, come here, come sit next to me. There's no way I'm going to watch a guy. Last night, Cam Whitmore, finesse lay, should have been and one layup, falls to the deck. His man scores in transition. Why? Because we don't talk. What the hell are CJ McCollum and Chris Middleton out there for if they're not going to talk? And we'll get to CJ McCollum, who last night was a team worst minus 19. Minus 19 last night was Chris Middleton. Was CJ McCollum. Worst on the team. Couldn't hit the wide side of a barn. Didn't defend a soul. Yet ate up 29 minutes. While Cam Whitmore is only playing 19 minutes. Come on, man. I need everyone's effort to be better. Straight up.
And this is the kind of the play you just shouted out where we're not getting back in transition.
Yeah.
That's the kind of stuff you do in practice where you run 5-on-4, 4-on-3, 3-on-2. Like, you got to communicate. So the fact that we don't have that down, you know.
On night one.
On night one is it's a little concerning, Liddell.
It is alarming. Now, I will say this. In the second half, you saw it way less. Guys were rotating properly. Here's my thing, Ant. This is why I go back to the cool factor. You know basketball as well as I'll give you your credit. I'm probably the only person in this building that can challenge your basketball acumen. You're well-traveled, well-versed on the high school scene, all that. You know ball. When we're in a situation like we just described and you don't get back defensively, where's the trust? That's how we start beefing. Because if I'm Cam Whitmore, I'm like, damn. If I fall on a layup, you're not going to cover my ass and get my man? There was one play. And you know it's the nastiest work of all time. The ball's getting swung around the perimeter. Keyshawn George is in the corner. CJ McCollum looked him off so bad to where if I'm Keyshawn, I'm like, hey, Slim, what's up, bro? We're a team. We're supposed to be playing together. That's the thing that frustrates me. But this is what I was filibustering there because I lost my train of thought in real time. This is why your basketball acumen is so important and why you can speak to this. Defensively, right? When you're late in rotation, there's a certain way it should look. It shouldn't be where I jog out to go contest the three. No, it's I'm hauling ass. I'm busting my ass to get to the spot. There was one play that sticks out in my mind, or two plays, rather, that are just the total opposite. And I hate that this one player was involved in this because this is his main damn problem. Trey Johnson was late on a rotation on the top of the key to the right wing. Trey Johnson sprinted his ass out there with his hand up. Dude made the shot. I can live with that because you gave the maximum effort. Alex saw it late in rotation and basically was just like, with his big sloppy goofy ass casually getting out. I can't have that from him. I can't. Get this cool factor out of here. Y'all play for the Wizards, yo. You're the bid. You're the worst team. Everyone knows it. Don't make yourself look worse by not competing at a high level. That's my thing.
No, I definitely feel you in that. And I think even looking back at opening night where we seen, you know, the champs.
Yeah.
The OKC Thunder, the way they get after, the fact that they have
Case and Wallace,
you know,
boy.
11 guys, come on, you know, man. Fighting for minutes. So guess what they're going to go out there and do? They're going to compete. And we sort of kind of have that same thing where we have this young cast of players that all want to go out there, play, right. Prove themselves. But guess what? You got to go out there and show us why you deserve these minutes. And if guys aren't out there putting forth the effort, then some of their minutes are going to be gone, man.
Yeah.
It got to be.
Straight up. So last night, the Wizards in total, everybody ended up playing. They cleared the bench at a certain point.
Yeah.
But in terms of guys that played 15 or more minutes, they played 10 guys, 9 guys. I know they played. Will Riley played sparingly and got some decent minutes. Justin Champagne got some decent minutes as well. By the way, I wanted to ask you about this. Justin Champagne played 6 minutes last night. Do you realize Will Riley got in the game before Justin Champagne? When you're talking about trying to establish a foundation, establishing a culture, Justin Champagne embodies everything that the Wizards should want to be about. Hustle, attitude, effort. Played 6 minutes last night. Giannis called him in his nose, was leaking all over the place. Throwing stuff on the way to the locker room because he gives a damn. There is a want-to factor with him. If I'm Brian Keefe, I would have cussed Brian Keefe ass out. It's no way you're putting in, I don't give a damn about the youth. I'm a part of the youth movement, first of all. Justin Champagne's what, 26? 24 years old, bro? Like, he's a part of your core to me moving forward. He's your one of your glue guys. I'm not saying you got to play him 20, 25 minutes a night, but Justin Champagne should be in your rotation, man. He brings a attitude, a level of give a damn that the other guys simply don't. And for certain guys to be playing over him, I'd have a problem with it if I was him.
Yeah, and I think that's in part to why the Wizards brought him back and extended him in March, just because they knew the kind of guy that they're getting.
Right.
He's a high character guy, but also the effort, the energy, the way he plays basketball is sort of kind of what they want to do. He's going to personify Wizards basketball. So I think it's a good point that, you know, he isn't, you know, getting the necessary minutes. But, I think it's going to come with time.
Yeah. And last night was a tough draw, right? Your first two are a tough draw. You had to go to Milwaukee, and then you're going to have to go to Dallas coming up on Friday night. And Lord knows they pissed off. They got spanked last night by Wemby and company. But, man, on just to wrap up the convo on the Wiz, man, the effort wasn't there. Some good things that I saw, Trey Johnson shooting the cover off the damn ball, man. Finished with 16 points, 5 rebounds, 2 assists, had a steal, had a block, 4 turnovers. Don't like that. Led the team in that category. But what I love is he was ready to shoot when he got the basketball. The other thing that I want to monitor with him throughout the course of the season, how is he going to respond when teams begin to run him off of the three-point line? We saw his first bucket was actually an elbow jumper. But how is he going to react when teams begin to run him off of the three-point line? Is he going to have the confidence to put it on the deck and get into the mid-range? Is he going to be able to make plays out of that scenario, out of that situation? I think he will. That boy can shoot. Keyshawn George was the big bright spot to me, man. 7-15, 3-6 from 3, 9 rebounds, 4 assists, 2 blocks, a steal, finished with 21 points to lead all scores, or was behind Chris Middleton as the leading scorer. His ability to get downhill, get into the free throw line was awesome. He was 4-for-8 from the free throw line, so you obviously want him to clean that up. He could have dropped 25 in the season opener if he makes his damn free throws. But for Keyshawn George, like, he's got the physicality, the length to really impact the defensive end of the floor. I think there's a fearlessness that he plays with. And then offensively, it felt like he was the primary ball handler most of the time that he was in the game. I'm interested to see more of him in that role. He played a little bit of point guard at the University of Miami, so he's capable of doing it. Bub Carrington was another guy I do want to shout out. I know the numbers might not jump out at you. It was 11 points, 3-for-4 from downtown, though, but it's his offense that I don't even care about. His ball pressure and where he was picking guys up, the attitude and the desire to want to fight over the top of the screen, like, that's all the stuff I like. He even got a technical that I loved. He got to stop talking so much, though. He always is in a mix. He literally was pointing his fingers. I don't know if you saw this moment last night. It was literally like this in somebody's face. And I'm just like, damn, Bub. One thing I know about Bub, Bub's not going to go like that. So there's not a toughness issue with the Wizards. I think there's an effort issue. There's a give-a-damn issue with the Wizards. They're back in action coming up on Friday night in Dallas against the Mavericks. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, we'll go around the NBA. Victor Wembanyama with a monster night. We had a historic debut from a Sixers rookie. All of that and more coming up on the other side. But first, let's get an update on the world of women's sports presented by Wawa. Gotta have Wawa.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Sam Bruckhouse, SoomerSports.com. Going to join us coming up here in about 8-9 minutes. Here on this Thursday edition of the Burgundy and Gold Today, Linnell Willingham, Anthony Haney taking you up the 7 o'clock. Week number 8 in the National Football League gets underway tonight. Chargers and Vikings. Honestly, when you look at where both teams currently stand, L.A. at 4-3, Minnesota at 3-3, could be a defining point in both of these two teams' season. We'll get you a full-scale Thursday night football preview before we get out of here. About a half hour left in the program. Tomorrow, going to go behind enemy lines with our pal Carrington Harrison, our Odyssey NFL insider for the Kansas City Chiefs. He will join the program tomorrow. As we get a full-scale preview of Monday Night Football coming up, a super pivotal matchup between the Washington Commanders and the Kansas City Chiefs. If you're just now joining the program, if you're just getting off, if you're just picking up the kids from practice, after-school care, whatever, welcome. The big-time breaking news we had right at the start of the show, Terry McLaurin and Deebo Samuel both back out on the practice field in a full capacity. So the arrow certainly trending up when it comes to those two dudes making their return to the lineup coming up Monday night against the Kansas City Chiefs. We also found out that Jayden Daniels is officially ruled out for Monday night against Kansas City. But Dan Quinn alluding to the fact that, yeah, we're going to hold him out, let him rehab only coming up this week. And then we will hope that he is able to give it a go coming up next week. So it is going to be super-duper interesting to see what this offense looks like coming up Monday night in Kansas City against the Chiefs, a game that, if we're being real, they got to have. We touched a little bit on the Washington Wizards starting on the top of this 6 o'clock hour. I do want to get you up to speed with what happened around the rest of the association during opening night of the NBA season. Victor Wembanyama, man, I don't want to hyperbolize it, but like the way that he looks and the way that he moves, he looks like a surefire bet to be the best player in the NBA this year. Victor Wembanyama right now, after what I saw from him last night, is the best player in basketball. A team high plus 31 for my analytics folks out there. 15 of 21 from the field, 1 of 2 from behind the arc, 9 of 11 from the charity stripe, along with 15 rebounds, 3 blocks, a steal, and an assist. And on the one three-pointer that he hit, good God almighty, to see a big man tween and then step back Trey for an and one three, like, come on, dog. Like, he is a real deal unicorn, young. I don't know who stops him. He's doing this against Anthony Davis, y'all. He's doing this against Derek Lively. But he was frying AD ass last night, bro. There's really nothing that anybody could do with him. They say he done grown an inch. He's now standing at 7'5", 240 pounds, bro. Like, how do you stop that? He dropped 40 in the opener against a team that's probably going to be the best team defensively in the NBA this year. Talking about Dallas. So, kudos to Victor Wembanyama and company. Cooper Flagg made his debut last night as well. And you were pretty critical of Cooper Flagg last night. I think him playing at the point does a total disservice to the rest of their offense because he doesn't have anybody to get him easy looks. He's not a guy right now that I think has got the ability to just break defenses down off the bounce. I think he's the beneficiary of like catching and shooting on the wing or ripping to try to drive and create for others. They need Kyrie Irving back in the lineup. But until then, can we just start D'Angelo Russell and stop playing games? Like, D'Angelo Russell probably should be the starting point guard right now for Dallas. What did you think of Cooper Flagg last night?
Coop, he was cool. I think in terms of, like, him starting at the point, I compare it to, like, what the Rockets did with Amen Thompson, you know, starting him at the point.
But Amen can't shoot. So, like, I feel like I know why Houston did it, because they're not expecting him to do that with what Dallas has on the floor. Cooper's got to score, bro.
Yeah, but I think
he scored 92 last night.
Yeah. I mean, but I just feel as though, I don't know, we're about to get into this space where we're about to have a lot of big guards, just like,
yes,
or just like big wings, you know, initiating offense. And I think that's sort of kind of what we saw yesterday. It's not that, you know, Cooper can't do it. I think they just wanted to see what he can do at the point guard position. And then, like, from there, they'll, you know, start to like make tweaks and quirks to the offense. So long term, I don't see him, you know, staying at, you know, the point. But I think to start this season, I think they just wanted to see how it goes and then like if it was something that can be sustainable. But me and you, I don't think so.
Yeah. They take on the Wizards tomorrow night in Dallas. So lucky for the DC family, they get to get a pissed off Mavs team because they got that ass waxed last night against the San Antonio Spurs. The other most impressive thing that I saw last night on the real opening night, as Charles Barkley and Shaquille O'Neal called it on Inside the NBA, boy, VJ Edgecombe, boy. We were this close to having him. VJ, dog, with the extra space that he's got at the NBA level, Slim is a problem.
Problem.
His debut was quite literally historic. I sent myself the tweet last night. Let me see if I can find it. He's on a list of three guys right now in terms of the best debuts ever by a rookie. He had 34 on 13 of 16 shooting. Like, he is a real deal problem, yo. I think it was like him and oh my God. Damn it, I'm blanking on the name, bro. One of the all-time greats. Big, huge dude.
Wilt.
Him and Wilt Chamberlain. Like, he had the best rookie debut. It's Wilt Chamberlain and it's somebody else that I'm blanking. I can't find the tweet. In terms
Are you
of
talking
just,
about the most points in a debut as a rookie?
It was Wilt and it's somebody else. But the bottom line is VJ Edgecombe was a problem last night, dog. 5 of 13 from 3, 7 boards, 3 assists. Sixers won this game despite Joel Embiid playing 20 minutes. Blew my parlay, by the way. Playing 20 minutes last night. I didn't watch a lot of this, but I went back and watched the best of VJ Edgecombe. I mean, he giving it to you any which way you want it. Off the bounce, getting to the midy, getting all the way to the cup, spot up shooting from 3, hit a 3 off the bounce, and then we know what he's going to give you on the defensive side. Shawty is a Jamaican. He's going to give you maximum effort. First team all hustle. VJ Edgecombe looks like the early front runner for rookie of the year. And Trey Johnson went out and hit 4 trays last night.
Nah, VJ, he looks problematic. If him and Tyrese Maxey can...
Who dropped 40, by the
can
way.
Can be consistent all year. And then that... Like, Embiid didn't have a huge night.
Did he get hurt?
Him being second or third option? Oh, my gosh.
Did JoJo get hurt last night or he only played 20 minutes because the Celtics went small?
I mean, it's more so just how the game played out. Also, I don't think they wanted to give him a heavy workload.
On his first night.
Yeah. He's not playing no back-to-backs.
Yeah, that's tough. But, yeah, man, watching VJ Edgecombe, bro, Shawty did the damn thing. Super-duper impressed with him. That was the best to me from opening night. We'll get a doubleheader coming up here tonight. Nuggets and Warriors on the West Coast starting at 10 o'clock, and then we got Pacers and Thunder, a finals rematch coming up at 7:30. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, a couple of housekeeping notes. We'll take a spin around the National Football League with Sam Bruckhouse of SoonerSports.com next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
301-230-0980 is the number. Here on this Thursday edition of the Burgundy and Gold Today, you're tapped in to the youngest in charge, Noah Willingham, alongside Anthony Haney. About 20 minutes left to go on the program. And I'm going to text you something here and respond to me. Joining us right now as we go out to the guest hotline for the second time this show is our pal Sam Bruckhouse, SoomerSports.com, former Tulane linebacker, the pride of Lake Charles, Louisiana. Give him a follow on the old X app at Sam Bruckhouse. That is Sam, S-A-M. Bruckhaus, slinging Sammy Bruckhouse. What's going on, brother, man?
The young bosses are in charge on a beautiful 6:30 p.m. evening. We got some football coming up. We got a good weekend of football, and we got a little basketball in us the last 2 days. That's been nice as well, Lino.
I'm telling you, brother, we were just talking about the hoops before we brought you on. VJ Edgecombe going Kanye crazy last night. Victor Wembanyama doing the big thing. We'll hit a little hoops with you before we get out of here. I want to, first and foremost, brother, like, can you give us the origin of this Sumer Sports brain, dude? I have been using it. First of all, damn using it, Sam. I've been abusing this AI tool because it's giving me all of the answers I want on my favorite teams across the National Football League. How did this come up, and what has been your favorite piece about it?
Yeah, so it blended two things. We've been working for a while on democratizing football information and football language. And with the dawn of these LLMs, it makes it a lot easier to get after that detailed information that people like having me on the radio to talk about and to dive deeper into. And, you know, with more access to sports, I mean, you can watch pretty much every game in or out of market via YouTube or anything like that, it just makes people want to dive deeper. And so combining that AI technology with our extremely deep data and giving it out to the people is our vision, our mission at SoomerSports.com. And so if you check out my Twitter profile at Soomer Sports or at Sam Bruckhouse, I'll walk you through some tutorials on how to use it, what we have, how to get to some of this good stuff. And one of my favorite things to do is break down plays by first, second, third down, by area on the field, or by the coverage that's being played on the back end. That's data you can't get anywhere else, but you can get it on Sumer Brain. That's SoomerSports.com/SoomerBrain.
Man, it has been absolutely awesome, and I love the my favorite part about it is the follow-up tool and how quickly this is able to work. We're doing live radio, and sometimes when you're young and in charge like I am, Sam Bruckhouse, you got a bunch of different jobs. So sometimes you got to do some of your prep and research on the air. They're spitting out answers in like 45 seconds or less. I'm able to filibuster for a little bit, go back to it and say, here, see, look, I am this smart. But in reality, it's just the Sumer brain, man. I think it's awesome. I think it is going to absolutely revolutionize the way that folks obtain data when it comes to the National Football League. So a big shout out to the folks over at SoomerSports.com. This has been a godsend for all of us in the radio world, all of us in the media world. I want to get a couple of questions in on my Commanders before we look big picture at the National Football League. When you went back and have watched, I don't know how much you've gotten to catch of Washington this year, 3-4 right now, you got a big-time showdown coming up Monday against Kansas City, but the health of this football team has really been their Achilles heel. Are you sticking a fork in the 2025 Washington Commanders, knowing, one, their remaining schedule, and then, two, the injury situation they've had to withstand here?
Yeah, I mean, this was a risk going into the year. You looked at the age of this roster just preseason when they made their moves, and it was far and away one of the oldest rosters in the league. And when you're playing with age, you're playing with injury. Yeah. And that's basically what's ended up happening. You know, they re-signed Terry McLaurin to a big deal. He's 29, 30 years old. Sure enough, he gets injured. And they just start kind of piling up. Obviously, the biggest one is Jaden Daniels, who is dealing with a minor hamstring injury, who has played pretty well. And frankly, Marcus Mariota has played pretty well, other than a massive pick six last week. And so I think it's just about getting the right guys in the right position. The good news is right now your offensive line is performing pretty well. You're yes. getting what you paid for out of Laremy Tunsil. They're blocking well for Ja'Cory, Bill Krosky Merritt. And I think you just got to continue to lean into that run game. And the defense will work its way out. But at some point, this team has to get healthy. That's really the only thing holding them back. They're kind of in the perfect zone to make a trade here. I don't know if there's a trade for them to really make, mm-hmm. given how hard they went in the trade market in the offseason. But on the Sooner Sports Show this week, which you can find on YouTube, we looked at those teams that typically will be in the trade market. It's typically those teams right around 500, but have a kind of questionable point differential. The Commanders are right over kind of they're right positive in terms of point differential. So perhaps they'll be in the trade market, but I just don't know if they have the pieces to do it right now.
I will tell you this, slinging Sammy Bruckhouse, if they make a trade and mortgage any more future draft capital, I will bang my head against the table. I at some point, you got to realize that you are in year number two of a rebuild. And I know when Jaden comes out and has the year that he has, it kind of speeds up your timeline. It expedites this process. But I look at Washington's roster. Outside of Jaden Daniels, Sam, where are the young foundational building blocks? They don't exist.
Yeah, I think you can look at the running back room. That's trending well. Laremy Tunsil may not be a young building block, but he's definitely a building block. I'd consider him one of the best tackles in the league. Mm-hmm. And you look at Connerly on the other side and Chris Paul at the left guard position, who recently moved into a starting role. I think both of those players you can feel pretty good about. The defense side of the ball, obviously, is the question. I think Trey Amos has moved into a good role. Mikey Sanders still as well. But when you're dealing with Marshawn Lattimore and Von Miller and Bobby Wagner, Frankie Louvu, Dorrance Armstrong, these are all guys who have been in the league for quite a while. You kind of got to start rebuilding it from the ground up on the defensive side of the ball. They've been able to kind of make it happen, cause some havoc. They're not the best defense, but they do have a lot of age over there. And so at some point, you're going to have to start rebuilding through that. I think in the next 2 or 3 years, that's going to be the focus.
Let's take a big picture look at the National Football League. Starting with tonight, Sam, big time Thursday Night Football showdown. By the way, just as a side on Thursday Night Football, we've gotten a treat. The only game that sucked has been us, Sam, when the Packers put their foot up our ass a couple weeks ago.
That's right.
Other than that, week in and week out, it has been electric. I expect another one here tonight. Do you think Brian Flores has the remedy to get after Justin Herbert here tonight and make life difficult for this Chargers offense?
I think the question is less does Brian Flores have the remedy, more does Jim Harbaugh have the healthy offensive line to get it done.
Yeah.
I mean, the reality is Justin Herbert has been playing extremely well. And you can look at the stat lines and you can tell me, Sam, he threw two picks last week. And Sam, you know, it's not chalking up in the win total, but he's throwing like 40, 50 times a game. And basically he's the entire offense with three pretty good wide receivers that have performed pretty well. The issue is they have no running game and they have no pass protection. And that's just a recipe for disaster, particularly when you're playing Brian Flores. And the dirty little secret about the Chargers as well is Jesse Minter was kind of lining himself up for some head coaching jobs, was looking to go the route of Mike McDonald, where he makes the move to the NFL. All of a sudden he's a head coach within a year or two. But that defense has been kind of middling as compared to what they were last year. I wonder if a matchup against a Minnesota Vikings offense, which is struggling right now, some quarterback questions. Are they going to start J.J.? Are they going to start Carson Wentz? Is J.J. healthy? Does Carson Wentz have it? I think this is a good bounce-back period for their defense, but the matchup of the night has to be that tenacious and hybrid, exotic defensive front against the offensive line. They should be getting Joe Alt back tonight. There's still reports out there. Perhaps he doesn't play. But when it comes down to it, can they protect Justin Herbert and can they get the run game going? That's going to be the difference in this game.
A couple of different matchups that really piqued my interest here in the Week 8 slate, the first of which, Dallas and Denver. This Cowboys offense all year long has been on an absolute tear. I got to see it up close to person last week against my beloved Commanders. Denver with a thrilling victory at the end of regulation against the Giants. Who do you like in this one? And then which one of these teams do you think is trending in the right direction? Or do you think both of them are trending in the right direction, Sam?
Yeah, this is a true strength-on-strength matchup.
Yes.
The Broncos' defense is one of the best at getting pressure, and they've changed the way they've done it this year. Last year, they did it with a lot of exotic pressures, bringing a lot of guys. This year, the fronts are still exotic, but they're not bringing as many people. Why? Talanoa Hufanga, the former all-pro safety, is one of the best back-end pass rushers in the league this year, and they are using him to a T. Vance Joseph and Sean Payton are. As a result, they're going against a Cowboys team, which has one of the lowest sack rates in the league. Dak Prescott has added that to his game. He does not get sacked, and he delivers the ball to George Pickens and to CeeDee Lamb at an incredible clip. Both of those guys look like certified wide receiver ones. I'm calling it kind of Bengals South, even though they're able to run the ball, too. That's the real difference. And the real difference, if you got to, you know, thinking about sack rate, thinking about how the running game has gotten going, Javonte Williams seems to be back. It's really Clayton Adams, the offensive coordinator coming over from the Cardinals.
Yes.
Some of the most interesting and new run concepts that I've seen. The Cardinals are really, really missing him. They're not able to get anything going on offense. It's been the Dallas Cowboys mega dub adding him in. So I think that's going to be the match of the night. Can they get, you know, 2 to 3, 4% of dropbacks? Can they get 4, 5, 6 sacks against Dak? That's going to be the difference. If that number's up there, it's going to be a Broncos victory. If it's down 2-1 or 0, I think it's going to be a Cowboys victory.
Couple of quick ones for you on the way out, Sam. Are you buying the Patriots, and do you think they have a legitimate shot to win that division?
This has been a very interesting discussion amongst us data scientists because, you know, we believe in learning more with each and every observation. Yeah. The prior on Drake May going into this year, and I hate using that word, but basically it means we had, you know, 14, 15 games of Drake May. Mm-hmm. He looked like an average level quarterback. This year, he looks incredible. The reason why, I think, is that offensive line and the addition of Stephon Diggs, a healthy Stephon Diggs. But it's really that offensive line. They got three guys that are performing extremely well. Mike Onwenu, who has moved to the guard position. Last year was playing the tackle position. A lot more natural at the guard position, playing really well. Morgan Moses comes in from the Jets, has played really well. And finally, the highly drafted left tackle out of Louisiana, Will Campbell, has played very well as well. They're giving him time to do Drake May stuff. He didn't have the time to do that last year. He's able to be creative. He's able to make big throws. That's been the difference this year for the Patriots. I'm inclined when you're an offensive, when you're an offense that's built behind your offensive line, you're a defense that's built between your defensive line, inclined to believe in you. I think the Patriots are real. I still don't think they're better than the Bills in the AFC East, though.
Are you worried at all about the Packers? As we got about 60 seconds here with you?
Yeah, I'm not worried. I think they are who they are, plus okay. Micah Parsons. And that's why I'm feeling still pretty confident, because they are who they are, plus Micah Parsons.
For sure. I appreciate you as always, man. We will do it again soon. It's been too long, brother. I hope everything is well with you and yours, man.
Yes, sir.
That is our guy, Sam Bruckhouse, Soomersports.com. Make sure you check out the Soomers Sports Show on YouTube and wherever you download your podcast. Sam, we appreciate you, man.
Thanks so much.
That is Sam Bruckhouse. Always love catching up with him. Real quick, Ant, I don't know if you did the honors of texting one Rick Doc Walker his pick for tonight.
We still have some time to do that, though.
We do need to get him his pick for tonight. We're going to make our official pick here. Update the standings for us real quick before we pick our Thursday night game here. We got Vikings and Chargers from SoFi in Inglewood. Carson Wentz set to get his 5th straight start for the Minnesota Vikings. And I'll be real when it comes to tonight's matchup. Chargers 3.5-point favorites. Give me the Vikings, man. I just don't think Justin Herbert and company are going to be able to manufacture enough offense. And right now their pass defense has had a little bit of a struggle, as Sam Bruckhouse just alluded to.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know where I want to lean just yet. I'm not going to lie, Linnell. But I will tell you what the records are right now. And you currently sit in last place, sadly, at 13-17, sir.
4 games under .500. You know what I say about
13-17? Well, Doc Walker actually sits at the top. He's at the top. His record is 21 and 11, if I'm not mistaken. I'm struggling to do it off the top of my head because the doc is taking too long to pull up. But he's at the top, and then I'm one game behind him, and you're below 500 because you suck. But if I had to give my prediction for tonight, I think I'm going to go with...
You better
with,
not choose the Vikings. You better not. You're not allowed to choose the Vikings.
I'm going to go with the Chargers.
Show rules, people. If you missed any of the show, Ant's got the podcast up for you. You can get that wherever you download your podcast. Appreciate Mitch Tischler. Thank you to Sam Bruckhaus. Thank you to Ant for taking your calls. And thank you for making your calls. We're back with you tomorrow, 4 to 7. We'll go behind enemy lines with our pal Carrington Harrison of Kansas City to get us ready for Commanders and Chiefs.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.